Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Welcome to the show, people. And you know you want it. Did you have something interesting to talk about?
Well, yeah, I did.
You don't have to.
Did you see in the news about these Russian dance ice skaters that did a a little routine that got everybody up in arms?
Why? Was it naked?
No, they weren't naked.
They weren't sliding on the ice with no clothes on.
No, they didn't do that.
But they weren't doing trout on ice.
They did do a dress up.
Did they?
They did do a dress up, but it didn't quite come off.
They didn't dress up as the Ku Klux Klan.
No.
What did they dress up at? What could possibly have offended them?
Well, if you look at this photo,
yes,
you might understand why.
Oh, they look like a cake. Looks like an iced donut. What's it about?
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't know too many Aboriginal dancers.
Are they supposed to be Aboriginal?
Yes.
They don't look Aboriginal.
That have leaves in their hair.
Since when do Aboriginals have tiaras made of gum leaves?
It's kind of a cross between Polynesian and something else. But
they don't look indigenous at all.
So yes, it didn't come off very well. So they've been the front cover of the paper here.
And the centre of Australia doesn't conjure up the ice rink and Central Australia. I don't know about you, but I'm not getting a cool vibe. Are you? Do you ever they don't have skating around Ayers Rock?
No,
do they?
No, they don't.
Uluru. I love that word. Uluru.
You're having fun with that. I can see.
It's Danny's cousin, Danny LaRue.
Uluru.
But good on them for trying.
Do you reckon?
But don't they have their own indigenous people that they could have...
Somewhere in Siberia.
Don't they have like gorgeous little people that eat caviar all day, fresh out of the lake?
Do you think that's the case?
I'm sure I've seen it on National Geographic where they just pick up a trout and just squeeze it onto a piece of bread. Don't they?
Squeeze out its caviar. That's sounding a little wrong now.
That's what you do.
This week, we welcomed Prince William to Australia.
Thank you very much for having me here.
What you might not know is that he had some special cuddles with Frank and Benny.
I don't quite remember very much about it.
Yeah, sure. Hey, William, got to compliment you on your lack of hair on top.
A huge thank you again.
That's okay. The Two Fat Lattes. More regal and queenly than his grandmother will ever be. Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Did you like our little ad there with Prince William?
Yes. When did you catch up with him?
Oh, he was doing Brunswick yesterday.
I love the hug.
He's
good at hugging. And he's giving good pecs.
And you know what he does when he hugs?
What did he do?
He connects pelvis.
Does he? He doesn't do the A-frame.
He wasn't afraid. He didn't have his hips akimbo.
Oh, he touched hips.
Yes.
Why does he think he does that?
I'm not sure.
Someone asked him if he was going to marry Kate. And he goes, wait and see.
That's no.
Do you reckon that's no?
That's a no.
Do you reckon that's no?
Yeah, that's no.
I reckon he just doesn't want to tell anyone.
That's true.
I reckon that could be happening.
Yes, I was a bit... When I was hugging him, though, I did notice...
What did you feel?
Well, I noticed that he didn't brush his teeth.
No, not royals without toothbrushing.
I said, honey, if you own Africa and Australia and half the world, brush your teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, shave your legs and brush your teeth.
Why shave your legs?
Well, his nana never did. But you know what I mean.
Yes, he's got a beautiful voice though.
Oh,
very
shut
manly.
Up. Really?
Don't you think?
Nah. And what are you doing playing cricket in
civvies?
No, in uncut cord. What are those pants?
Uncut cord.
What he was playing.
I didn't see him play cricket.
He had. What's? Can I have a look at that? What's
he's
the
not on here.
Corduroy. Oh, he's wearing corduroy.
Well, it's probably all Can he had. Can
I
have a look?
I thought it was
He was only here 3 days. He wouldn't have brought a big suitcase.
He's got people dressing him.
You can only bring 20 kilos into Australia, Benny. And he probably grabbed some grog on the way in.
He had to bring 20 kilos of hair tonic. That's, no, that's not cord. It looks like cord. I think what it is a
it's a canvas.
It looks like a sandblasted canvas.
Don't you think it's a moleskin? Could be a moleskin.
I can't see what's under it. Good on you. But I would have thought he would have like slipped on a pair of hot pants or something.
Do you think so? And gone in the Mardi Gras parade.
Happy midsummer to you all.
For Melbourne. He stopped. He didn't stop there, did he?
He didn't go to carnival.
He didn't. I'm very offended by that.
He could have slipped in quite easily.
Do you think so?
Yes. It's very hard to tell people apart at midsummer. Don't you think?
You don't think Wills would have, he would have blended in quite nicely.
He could have blended in quite nicely. The only people that probably would have gone who would have been noticed were his bodyguards, because in the suits they would have been the only ones that showered.
I need to say hello to Martin.
Oh, from Midsummer.
Martin who was at Midsummer.
The electrician.
From Southern Generators. Apparently loves listening to our show.
But he's a beige Martin.
Well, that's okay. Our beige listeners.
We hugged a beige prince. We can hug a beige electrician. Can't we?
Yes, and so a big hello to you because he loves the Two Fat Lattes.
I hugged an imported the import today.
What do you mean you hugged an import?
Well, he sort of said goodbye and he was going to shake my hand. I said, no, give me a hug. So he gave me a hug.
You don't hug workers, co-workers?
Yes, you do.
You're wrong.
Yes, you do hug
I think that there's some boundaries being crossed there.
I'm very old school.
As in what?
I like to look at old boundaries. I don't like new boundaries.
New boundaries means no touching.
It's so boring.
I'm sure it is.
I say give everyone a go.
You reckon?
Yes. Get your hands out.
Everyone's away.
I think it's
the Australia Day long, long weekend.
I think they went to the airport to see Will off.
Oh, you reckon? Didn't he leave yesterday?
Did he leave last night? Without calling.
He just hugs and leaves.
He just hugs and leaves, that pig. Anyway, I had...
Do you know what you're talking
I
about?
I am so tired. I had the Italians.
Read some emails.
I had the Italians over last
Did you?
Night.
Did they give you a hard time?
I was worried sick. I had to cook a risotto milanese.
And how did that go? Apparently not too well because you're gibberish tonight.
I was so tired. I thought we went to a little exhibition.
Yes.
Went down to see at the Ross Watson Gallery.
Uh-huh.
And the poor things, they were just inundated. I had no idea. It didn't even occur to me because it's midsummer that everything was going to be homoerotic. I said to my friend David, I said, tomorrow, because he just hangs on every word I say because he's imported. So he's really reliant.
Maybe he's just trying to understand English.
He's really reliant. he's trying to learn English and he doesn't
That's
know anything
he's
about
on every word.
And he's hanging on every word. And so it's just so gorgeous because I am in a position of power.
You're not abusing that at all.
Not at all. Not at all. I said, look, honey, just let go.
Just slip off your pants.
Have you ever done that? just slip your manties off. I think he will be a very different boy by the end of 3 months with Benny.
Oh, so what? Are you some sort of oracle?
I'm a cultural enclave.
Are you sure you want to say that?
I am cultural ambassador to Brunswick.
To Brunswick?
No, to... anyway, just so happens that I've been bringing him to all these art exhibitions,
yeah.
But they all seem to be a little bit, on the homo side.
Do you think, has he kind of got the message
I sort
yet?
Of had to let him know. I had to let him down a bit soft. I said, honey, you're not riding on a straight road. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's right.
I think...
Obviously, he's not
he
got
was
a problem
very,
with it.
He was very confused.
By what?
By the fact, with my coming out.
Oh.
Yes. And...
That you actually said something.
I didn't... I don't need to say things, Frank. I don't need to speak the words.
So did he ask you?
No, he didn't ask. I think after the third homoerotic exhibition, I think they kind of caught on.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I said to him, tomorrow you must wear black.
Why?
Because we're going to an art exhibition. It's and then true. I arrived in my watermelon. And he goes, I thought you were wearing black. And I said, you never listen to what I say.
We've got a couple of homo helplines in.
Well, one's more a letter of concern.
What, to us?
To us.
About us?
It's from the lovely Clinton. He says, hello, lovely lattes. Clinique reporting in for the week. Am I the only one who got diabetes, this gay beaties this year at Midsummer?
Well, it was a gay event, a gay and lesbian
He had
event.
A bit of gay overload.
Really?
Poor.
So it was too much for him.
Clinton had a bit of a, yes, he had, I told him to go in. I said, honey, you're new, you're fresh out of the egg, go in slow. You know what I mean?
Did he go in fast?
He went in thick and fast.
Well, see, those things happen.
He jumped in the deep end without
protection.
Without blowy floaties, whatever they're called. What are they called?
Oh, the floaties.
He went in without floaties.
So into the deep end, okay.
No, I said, when you're going in to a full-on deep event, like, you know, if there's, if there's A-grade gay around.
A-grade gay. I feel like I'm talking about a side of beef.
You are. That's exactly what you're talking about. And there were a few sides of beef lying on the ground.
Oh, okay. So he had a bit too much overload.
He had a bit of gay beaties going on. He said, I got a bit of an overdose of it all, much like Terry Hatcher's overdose of Botox. He says, and now she has an expressionless face. And I think he's got an expressionless rainbow body.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
He said,
he's just making a comment.
Yes. He just had
too much of a good thing.
Too much of a good thing, right. Frank.
Okay. So is he taking time out this week?
I'm just trying to think of a word for insulin.
How about insulin?
I'm trying to be clever.
It's not working tonight,
obviously. No, it's not.
Maybe read some of our SMSs.
I will. Benny, lovely to see you at Midsummer Carnival.
Oh, were you in pink?
I was. It wasn't pink. It was kind of watermelon.
Is this the watermelon that came out at the exhibition?
Yeah, the exhibition, yes. I wore it twice. And I'm wearing it tomorrow in Perth. I thought, you know, it's working a treat.
Is it? Is it working for you?
People kept saying, you know, like, you look so vibrant.
Because you're in watermelon.
And I thought, well, tomorrow I will be jumping on this, on the hopping.
Does it have little pips on it?
It's not polka dot. But I will be in Perth tomorrow. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to, like, do a quick spot of shopping in my watermelon. And I'll run down to the Queen's Hotel in the afternoon. And
what's there? For a drink.
Catching up. I sort of thought what I'd tell my Perth friends is just meet me at the pub because, like,
get really everybody in one spot.
Hit everyone, you know, like a bit of that, you know, like the spray more team.
Hit them at once.
You know, like, there's a really disturbing commercial on TV, and only the beige could have thought this one up. Is what you do is you get a toxic can of poison and you put it in a device and program it
to spray
poison in your house every 2 seconds. Is that the most toxic, foul thing you've ever heard in your life?
Yes. Do you think actually people actually use that?
How about cleaning your bin out? Hey? How about fly screens?
Fly screens are good.
Number one. Mm. How about some soap? And wash your floors, you dirty pigs.
Well, you know, at my work, they're actually really concerned with the smell and the loos. And they've organised an automatic sprayer that sprays, like, scent into the air.
See, I would have.
It's like it's poo.
No,
you know?
That's right.
It smells. Flush the toilet.
But what you need, I need to come to your work with a sash. I need a sash.
Yes.
And I need a clipboard. And I need to be standing at your loos and just writing a little report as people go in and come out.
What are you going to do with that report?
You know, and then you go, hey, you know, Vicky, next time, courtesy flush, honey. Jeez. I had to explain to the Italian today about, he goes, where are you going? I said, oh, somewhere. He goes, no, where are you going? I said, I need to go somewhere. And he goes, where are you going? And I said, I need to drop the Cosby kids off at the pool.
You are so wrong in so many ways.
But I had to say it in Italian. Rod, in our Master of First Impressions, he was in the middle of a training exercise.
Really?
He was.
What's he doing?
And he waved and he said there was a call from England being
really?
Put through to the studio. Ooh, and now apparently because we had been talking about Prince William earlier, being in Australia.
Yes.
And what he actually was doing here. And we've patched through to Buckingham Palace. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Your Majesty.
Just excuse me a second. I've got to clear my throat. Hang on a second.
Okay. How are you?
That's better.
You know we always welcome queens with open arms.
Oh, well, especially grey-haired old ones are almost dead. Yes, thank you.
Now, your grandson was here in Australia.
Yes, and you know, the real reason he was here is because he's checking up on my country. Because remember, it is my country.
I know, so you're like our landlord.
Landlady.
Landlady.
I don't have bananas and apples down there.
Now, were you pleased with the state of the country? Did he write a good report?
Well, okay. He basically came into the stateroom last night.
Yes.
Not for those reasons.
Yes.
And he came in and he said to me, "Look, you've done a bit of a shit job."
Oh no!
Because
I gave out a memo to all the rainbows to steam clean the carpet.
Oh, but see, look, they've left marks as if there was a monkey rubbing his bum along it.
That's Beige Street.
I've been getting him to look at all the nooks and crannies, and boy, did he look at all the nooks.
I know, I heard he kissed a couple of them too.
Yes, and at least it wasn't that slut Kate Middleton.
Oh, leave her alone. She can't help it.
She's a bit of a slag, but anyway, that's not why I called. I just would like to say there's too many yobos, I think you call them over there. It's just, it's rough and the place is a mess and I don't like it. But, you know, the one thing that I must say about carpet is William's carpet.
I noticed his rug.
What have you done to his hair?
Well, he did come out to Brunswick and he did give me a hug.
Right.
And there was paparazzi. I did a squeal because apparently that's what you do. When William kisses you, you're supposed to squeal and wet your pants.
Right.
I didn't necessarily wet my pants, but I did give out a squeal.
Right.
But I may have sounded a bit like a pig.
I see.
So
the thing with William's carpet on the top of his head, I think he needs to go to advanced hair. Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Thanks, Your Majesty.
Well, that's okay. But look, one more thing I was going to say is Happy Australia Day, but don't bugger it up again, please.
No, we'll make sure we keep it all nice and tidy.
Well, you'd better, otherwise I'll send Harry over, and you know what he's like.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Your Majesty.
And you're not getting your bond back, by the way.
Oh, shit. We forgot about that.
Yes.
What about a James Bond?
No.
Oh,
bye. We're doing the Homo helpline. We've had one lodgement. I had a read. It was
Someone went down to Fat Latte Town at www.2fatlattes.com and lodged this little beauty. Young Daniel says, "Dear homosexual helpline, my boyfriend has quite a following on Facebook, namely emaciated twinks and fugly bears. I don't think he'd ever cheat because I'm all that and a bag of potato chips." Now he flicks his hair back. "But how can I be sure? We've just had our 1 year manniversary and things are going swimmingly. Please put my mind at ease. Love, Dan."
Dan, of course it is. Everybody's on Facebook. Everybody's got friends.
But you can't cheat on Facebook.
You can just talk.
You can have a poke. I have a good poke with my friends.
Do you poke your friends?
Well, it's the only place you can poke a friend and it's okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. But do people do, is it like CB radio where they have little eyeballs? They go out and eyeball each other?
Well, you can because there's photos and once you become friends, you can actually see each other's photos.
Yeah, but I mean like eyeball in the flesh.
I don't think Facebook is that kind of vehicle.
Really?
Yes. I don't think.
What kind of vehicle is it?
Facebook is not the type of vehicle where you're using it to have a meal, you know, to have a feed.
Sure, yeah. But isn't the idea of Facebook to get as many friends as you possibly can, even if you don't know them?
See, that's your competitive streak coming out in you, young lady.
But isn't that what they do?
End up with broken ankles if you keep that up.
How many have you got? 400 and something friends?
No, hardly any in Facebook reality world.
Because you don't know half of them.
No, because I'm very selective.
Really? 500 people?
I don't accept willy-nilly.
Really?
No.
So you're telling me all 500 people you know?
I'm not a good Facebook friend.
No?
Because I hardly join any groups.
Oh, they're dull, aren't they?
Oh, they're dull. Let's face it, Facebook was invented for
you
the
know,
beige.
Dan, I'd be concerned if he was actually on Facebook a lot.
Now, if he was on Bear WWW or if he was on Gaydar or one of those ones, you're in trouble.
Really? I like the fact that he's broadened his net. He's got bears, he's got twinks, he's got all sorts of people.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is beautiful.
That you can embrace so many all at once.
Absolutely.
I like having my whole screen filled with as many as you can possibly fit in.
Really?
Yes.
Do you let the beige enter?
I have. The beige are very welcome to a part of me.
I don't think Dan's got anything to worry about.
Dan hasn't got a thing to worry about, especially if he's all that plus a packet of potato chips.
And, they're coming up to their maniversary.
Now, if he was all that and a box of Cheezels, I'd be interested. Or if he was a box of Cheezels and a glass of Shandy. Can I tell a story? I'm going to tell a story. It's one of those Benny Tragic stories. I know I shouldn't, but
Going down Tragedy Road?
It's Tragedy Street.
Not Road.
It's Tragedy Street in Tragedyville.
Is it Royal Parade Tragedy?
Oh, my God. I want to know where these people come from.
Who?
You have a little chat and they go, oh, you're kind of funny. We should go out for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I go, okay, because I want to be normal. You know what I mean? Like, you want to go, okay.
You want to go out and converse with people, not online.
Well, you know, if it happens to be online or if it happens to be out in a pub, I'm kind of like going with the flow.
Yes, you've said that twice tonight.
I'm very go flow. Flow go.
Anyway, continue.
So I said, look, yeah, okay, that sounds fine. Then he sent me a little message again.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I don't check this very often. How about, here's my email address. You can just email me when you're ready. You know, like, and so then we had a few emails and he said, do you have a cat? Do you have this? You know, like, do you have a dog? I went, no, you know, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and then I said, great. And then, you know, and then after a while, because then I get sick, you know, I just want things to happen. And
oh,
I think,
so going with the flow again, Betty, hey?
Well, flow is one thing, but I just want the dam to burst. You know, if there's going to be a natural disaster, let it all happen all at once. You know,
yeah, of course.
Bring it on.
That's how they happen.
But then anyway,
did it happen?
Well, then I said, look, you know, then he sent a couple of emails and I said, this is fabulous. You know, every 2 days. And I said, how about, here's my, now this is big mistake number one, is you give your phone number out.
Mm.
You know, because then you're giving it to a guy. And you know that what my theory on guys with phones is?
They don't answer their
phone. They don't use them. They don't answer them. They don't use them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So what was the point?
I have no idea why there's all these queens hanging around. They're all out there on their iPhone using it using it at the pub. But I want to know who they're actually communicating with, because when I ring them, they don't answer. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Do you think it might be you?
Yes.
The Homer Helpline, Benny.
Got one from Craig. He says, boys, I'm worried. My dear rainbow friend, I call him Brett, is 19 years old. That's not the problem. Every time I call him or chat on the net, he says that he is watching the EastEnders. EastEnders?
Yeah, don't you watch EastEnders?
No, what is it?
It's like Neighbours, but EastEnders.
So it's like...
In London.
It's like Summer Bay...
But they're not.
...under clouds.
A little bit. And at a fish market.
It's like Summer Bay in thermal underwear.
Yeah, pretty much.
Love it. He says it's either the East Enders or the Bill or even Coronation Street.
Wow, Coronation Street. Heavy duty.
This kid's only 19 years old. But see, he probably listens to the Smiths. I wonder if Brett is a slightly emo.
Or maybe he's from England. And he likes watching that stuff.
I doubt it.
Really?
People in England watch that crap.
When I was at uni, when I was at uni, Benny,
yes.
He's of the age of
They were the olden days, Frank.
They were dull. But I got into the Bill. I really got into it.
You know, we know that you have issues and problems. Like, you really get into Madonna, don't you?
I can understand the fixation with the Bill.
Can you?
Yeah, because I did develop one.
I had one for the Curiosity Show. And Simon Townsend's Wonder World.
You've got one. I know what you've got one for.
For?
Funny home videos.
I love... But you know
See,
what?
See, that's just a bit too weird.
No, don't play the weird card with
Why?
Me. Why? When Graham Kennedy did it, it was funny, wasn't it?
When did he do that?
Graham Kennedy.
Did he do funny home videos?
Hello? Where were you?
Really?
Graham Kennedy did it. But then for some reason, the people at Channel Whatever decided that it would be really, it'd be much funnier if we got a couple of birds with like mini skirts and no undies to do it. With no sense of humour.
Did he do it first?
Graham Kennedy did it.
I missed that.
Hello. That was funny. That was like you had to watch it. But when they put those half-baked beige chicks on it, you know, and all that, all they are is like blonde hair and baby oil and ill-fitting dresses. And it's like, oh, God, I don't want to. You can see that on Russell Street. Do you know what I mean?
Or King Street. Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is that developing a fixation for a program is okay.
Anyway, he says, should I be worried? Is deliberately downloading and watching these shows a tad on the beige side of Rainbow or a tad on the Zimmer frame size of 19? Please, boys, help him. Am I right to be worried that he is turning into an old nana before he's 20? He lives in Melton. maybe that explains it. Not much else to do. Thanks. And that's from Craig.
I can understand his concern, but Craig, I don't think it's you need to be worried. I suspect that maybe living in Melton might be a bit of a concern, and that might be worth, you know, heading into town.
Yes. It is illegal, by the way. We don't condone it here at Two Fat Lattes.
But it's on
or
YouTube.
Or at Joy 94.9.
But, you know.
We can't help him if he's living in Melton.
We can't?
No, there's no help.
At all?
None.
We don't extend that far?
There's not even electricity. Brett, if you're out there downloading and you're on the internet and you're listening to the Two Fat Lattes, look towards the light. We're here. We're waving to you from Bourke Street. It's in the city. Look at the light.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.